don't know if you know or not, but in Advent, we actually start a new year. So Happy New Year, Happy New Church Year. Advent is always a fresh start. It's a new beginning, a new year, a new start. Sometimes we need that new start, right? Jesus says it's a time that we prepare ourselves for his coming. So we want to prepare ourselves with a new beginning, a new start for Jesus. Now this year, we have a special new start. We also have a new bishop for our diocese, which is really awesome, right? And I actually want to take my lead from him as we go into Advent this year. Bishop Chad Zielinski, our new bishop, has, every time he's been in public, has talked about the Eucharistic revival. He mentioned it at his very first interview back in July. He preached about it at his installation homily in September. And when he got together with us at our clergy days, we spent a good part of a morning talking about how to put it into practice, how to do this. So it's something he's really zeroing in on this. He said, our people have a thirst for God. He said, we saw that especially in the dialogues through the synod. They have a thirst for God, and specifically in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source of that relationship with Jesus, because that's what the Eucharist is. It's Jesus. So the mission statement, the mission for the Eucharistic revival, I just want you to listen to it. I thought it was really powerful. It says this. Our mission is to renew the church by enkindling a living relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. I thought that was really powerful. Just hear that again. It's to renew the church. My brothers and sisters, we are living in a time of renewal of the church. The church needs renewal. I want Advent to be about renewing ourselves. And we do that by enkindling, bringing into a flame, a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Not a program, not a thing we're going to do, but rather that you and I will enter into relationship with a Jesus, with our Lord. That's where we get renewed. And that will happen through the Holy Eucharist, in the Eucharist. So Bishop Zielinski said three simple things that he's given to kind of do this in our lives. Three steps. Hear God, hand him your heart, and have hope. As I thought of those, I thought that's a perfect like theme for Advent. To prepare to receive Jesus, to hear God, hand him your heart, and to have hope. And so I'm going to do a bit, kind of a series in that sense. So today we're going to focus on the first one, and that's hear God. Bishop said, you know, we live in probably the most connected world that has ever existed in history, ever. The buds are always in and the TV's always on, right? There's always noise. If we're out in nature, if we're exercising, if we're in our office working, we're studying, if you're in the tractor, it's always on. He said, we need to go into airplane mode sometimes. Into hear God mode, he's called it. All right? To really hear God. It's so good for us in this time of Advent. I remember growing up, I was driving tractor, plowing the fields, and literally for days, that's what you would be doing, plowing the fields, right? With nothing better to do. I probably learned more about praying and listening to God in the tractor than I'll ever realize. But at a certain point, that fall tractor time had to also turn into like daily prayer time, right? A daily practice in my life. Jesus says in our gospel, he says, okay, this happens in our regular daily life, like me in the tractor, all right? This retreat of Advent is something that happens in your daily life. He said that people are still eating and drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. There were two out in the field. There were two grinding flour to make the bread. And that's when Jesus came. One was prepared and one was not. And so we have to learn to hear God in the midst of our regular daily life, or we won't be prepared for him. And we won't hear him when he comes, even at this time, right? Our first reading had a beautiful image of going up the mountain. All the nations will go up the mountain, and there they will hear the word of God. He will instruct them in his ways. They will follow his paths. How many times did Jesus go up the mountain in the Gospels? He was always going up the mountain to pray. And there wasn't a, when there wasn't a mountain, he left the people he was with and he went out by himself to a deserted place and he prayed. Jesus, who is God, as a human, had to remove himself from people so that he would give his Father space and time and go up the mountain so he could hear the voice of his Father. If Jesus needed to do this, you know, so much more we need to do it, right? How can we possibly think that we could ever get by without doing it ourselves? And so our Lord gives us a model. He shows us we need to take time to hear God, to go up the mountain to pray. If you struggle with finding a time to pray in your life, let this Advent be a new start for you. Start again, okay? It's so worth it to hear God speak. So worth it. When we hear God speak, it changes us. Those of you who are taking the time and feel like, you know, not always, but at sometimes I do. Like, I sense God's presence. I hear him in some way. You know, it changes you. Last Friday morning, I woke up in the morning. I'd spent about 2 days at that point with my family and all of my nieces and nephews in the house. And it was wonderful, don't get me wrong, but I'm used to a little more silence, a little more prayer time. And so that morning, I woke up a little out of sorts and I decided to go to the sisters' chapel by my mom's place, and I went and I prayed my holy hour there. And I tell you, I left there an hour later a new man. Truly. That's what time with the Lord does for you. I was able to enter back into our big family tournament Christmas with all the relatives there and enjoy it and be present. When we hear God, there's a new inner strength of love that comes up. If we're struggling, there's a renewed hope that comes. We can trust God again. There's a softening of our hearts that happens. We can relax into peace. We feel more generous. Conversations go better. There's more joy. Hear God. Hear God. I know a lot of people will come to me, and maybe you're thinking this as well, that, Father, I pray. I take time every day, I pray. But I don't feel like I know how to hear him. I don't feel like I hear his voice ever. If that's where you're at and you're kind of thinking that, just first, don't get discouraged, okay? Don't be discouraged. God wants to speak to you. I'll come back to that, all right? But hearing the voice of God isn't like hearing other people, okay? When I say hear God, first of all, just you're not doing it wrong, praying wrong or something, right? What does it mean to hear God? I mean every, in the broadest sense of what that could mean. Every way that maybe you feel his presence with you, just the sense that he's there listening, the sense maybe of his peace that comes to you, whatever it is, and at times, even just a word that kind of sticks out to you. But it's often very simple. You know, if you go up a mountain, things are more clear. You see everything. It's more simple. That's like the voice of God. It's not confused and complicated and lots. It's often just a few words, maybe. But somehow that thought, or that word from your daily reflection or the readings, it stuck out. Something changed. It happened in your heart a little bit. It touched your heart in a different way. That's the voice of God. And it could be just two words. You are mine. Come to me. Let me give you rest today. Let me take care of your heart today. I've got this. I love you. I love what I've created in you. It's so good, but it's often actually so simple. Okay? Hear God. And like I said, it's always good when we start a retreat. I'm kind of looking at this almost like a bit of retreat for you. It's always good to remember that God wants to speak to you. So it's not all your work of praying correctly. God is our Father. He's your Father. He loves you. You're his son, you're his daughter. He wants to speak to his children. Just like you wanted to be with your family at Thanksgiving. At least, I hope you did. He wants to be with you. Jesus on the cross, he said, I thirst. And Mother Teresa said, until we realize what that means, that he thirsts for you. He longs for your presence. Until we realize that, we'll never truly understand who Jesus wants to be for you. How much he wants to give you. He enjoys being with you. He loves your voice. When you don't come close to him, he misses you. When you don't come and spend time with him, he wants to speak to you, okay? So just to reassure our hearts there. As you enter this retreat, St. Paul in the second reading makes just a very practical point. He says, you just need to know that if you need to go to confession to do that as you start. Because if we're struggling with sins in our life, St. Paul says, then you're not going to be prepared. He names some very specific sins. He says, if you're drinking too much, going to parties, if you're struggling with lust or any sexual impurity of any kind, or even just with jealousies and rivalries between you and your family, friends, whatever, that unforgiveness, that tension, he said, if these things are going on in our hearts, we're not going to be prepared to be able to receive Jesus when he comes, or possibly even to hear him, right? I know some people, they seem like they struggle and fight so much in their sins that they never have time to actually just go be with Jesus and be in a relationship. So if any of those things are you, just be very simple. Just go to confession and then go pray. Go be with Jesus. Go up the mountain. Follow Jesus' lead. Leave and find a deserted place to be alone with him for a while. A place where you can hear him speak, right? Go into airplane mode. I invite you in a very special way to come here. Remember the mission, to renew the church. How? By a living relationship with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus is here in the Eucharist, in our chapel, waiting for you, present for you. There's something special about this mountain, this house of God. And so I encourage you this Advent to take time to stop here, to leave, get away, and to pray. Whatever time you have to give. Adoration on Thursday is a very specific time, a very special time to come pray. Come. Just stop in when you're in town. Stop in and give Jesus, make a little visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Just make that little space for him, for his voice to come in. Come to daily Mass here in Nicolet. Come. Come be with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. At the end of this time of Advent, the last week, we're going to have just a couple, day and a half or so, 24 hours, more like 33 hours, with the Lord, you could say. A time of adoration. There'll be a special speaker coming. We'll have our music and our regular night of peace. It'll be a special time to look forward to, okay? But for now, let's just start a retreat. Hear God. Hand him your heart. Have hope. We come to Jesus today, we begin with the first part. Jesus, we pray that you'd give us the grace this week to have that time with you, to hear you, even in the midst of our daily life.